So the Whitlams was the music of choice for a generation of Sydney pubgoers, but now they've turned their hand to country music with a new single, 50s Again, in the Black Stump Sessions. Let's have a little listen.
You're making me feel 50 again, shaking like a leaf. You're making me feel 50 again.
I'm very pleased to say that Tim Friedman himself is joining us this morning on 2NM. Tim, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
That's the way. Is country music just the latest challenge for you? Is it something that you're excited about getting your teeth into?
Well, the early Whitlams actually had quite a country bent. We used to play a bit of Patsy Cline and Hank Williams and Bob Dylan, and so it's sort of coming full circle. I started travelling around earlier in the year, the regional towns, and getting good crowds, and I realised that I could do it even more frequently if I got some country musicians into the studios. And I got the best guys in the country, and it was a really marvellous week.
Country music is a lot about storytelling. Your music has always been about storytelling, so it sort of makes sense to me.
Oh, exactly. That's what country music is. It's a strong lyric. It's a story that makes sense. It's a protagonist that you can identify with, who's often trying to cope with the travails of life. And so, exactly, I think my storytelling suits that sort of milieu.
So the song itself, 50 Again, what's it about?
This one isn't quite classic country because it's not so much a story as an amusing little vignette. I wrote it actually as this old punter who's 75 years old in palliative care, and he falls in love with his nurse. But I got rid of all the horse references because people didn't understand it. There's only a bit left in the fifth verse now where he basically has a go at the corporate bookmakers for making it hard to get on.
So is he aging enthusiastically? Can I ask if you're aging enthusiastically?
Oh, I'm 56, so I can sing this song. And you know, when you say to kids, oh, you're making me feel 50 again, they obviously think it's funny because they can't imagine ever wanting to be 50. Mm. But those of us on the other side have a different perspective.
Yeah, I'm in the same club, mate. So have you ever been to the Tamworth Country Music Festival before?
Yeah, the Whitlams played it once about 9 or 10 years ago, but that was just the classic Whitlams lineup. This time we'll be doing it, I'll be doing it with the country musicians, and we're playing at a 4 o'clock session at the Long Yard Hotel before the Wolf Brothers. So we'll be doing a few warm-up gigs for it, and I'll find it really exciting because it's something fresh for me.
I've spoken to a number of musos about their experience at Tamworth. They talk about it as being a huge networking opportunity. Would that be your experience?
Yeah, well, no, I've only ever been fly in and fly out, but this time I'm coming up for 3 days, so I am going to do it like that.
And so what's next? Are you going to stick to the country music or perhaps another twist in the tail in the Tim Friedman career?
Oh, no, the Whitlams Classic has an album coming out in January. The country music thing's not going to come out till the end of next year. They weren't really supposed to overlap, but, you know, these days with COVID, you can never tell what's going to happen.
Oh, that's fair to say. In fact, that may well be the understatement of the year, mate. You might need to write a song to that effect. Does anything rhyme with coronavirus?
I don't know. Coronavirus. Not that comes immediately to mind, I'm afraid.
I'm sure if anyone was going to come up with something, you would. Tim Friedman, it's been a joy. Also, can I say, from a personal point of view, thank you very much for Follow My Own Tracks. It's one of my favourite songs of all time. And thanks for joining us on 2NM.
Okay, thanks, mate.